All right, we are finally here. 21 weeks. Tomorrow's conference championship day, day one. A little discus, a little hammer. And on Sunday, on Mother's Day, a little shot, a little javelin. I got a question this week. I got a lot of questions. I got an interesting one this week about like last second tips or suggestions for my athletes, or just athletes in general, I guess. For my athletes, there's really nothing different that I would say to them tomorrow that I'm going to say to them tomorrow. If they watch this, they know it's coming anyway. That I haven't already said at any other meet, where the emphasis, especially for conference, just have fun, number one. Really enjoy the moment and enjoy being present and being there. You've earned the right to compete at your conference championships. Try to make the most of it. The difficult work is already done, right? Like, we already qualified. You already hit your top 16, top 20 mark, whatever it is for your conference. Enjoy it, because you never know what's going to happen at conference championships. Much like I've said about nationals, take the top 20. There's always two, three, sometimes four athletes that make the finals from flight one. So just enjoy it. Have fun. And then try and think of one or two. Well, don't think of them when you're there. Hopefully you've thought of them beforehand. One or two cues, things to work on per event, or just some type of focus or emphasis. Right? We don't really want to abandon all technique tomorrow and Sunday. We still want to have decent technique to try and throw as far as we can. But there really aren't style points for how technically sound our throw looks. So we really don't want to abandon everything. But also, we don't want to get so fixated on how good we look in the circle that it's going to take away from our distances and what we're trying to do. So like, what I mean by that is, we've all had some athletes, and maybe you were that athlete. I kind of was for a little bit, where I was so consumed about being perfect or looking perfect in the circle with my technique and hitting my cues with the weight or the hammer, that it would look decent enough for my toe and three or three heels or whatever, but then I wouldn't really go too far. And then when you kind of just switch your mindset and look at it from a different perspective of, this is a competition and we want to try and throw as far as we can, in all honesty, nobody really cares how it looks, right? As long as it goes far, it's usually, you know, the end result or the end goal there. So really just try and have fun, enjoy being there, use the competition as a reward. You already earned the right to compete in that particular meet. Have a couple of cues, you know, to focus on, whatever it may be, in the discus or the hammer or the shot or the javelin, and just be present in the moment. Like, really enjoy being there. For us, we're kind of fortunate. We're home. So we're hosting our conference championship meet. Our athletes have thrown in that circle a million times. So, you know, there's some comforts of being at home, right? You get to stay in your own dorm, similar foods, all that stuff. So enjoy it, have fun, pick a couple cues, a couple things to think about, and that's what I'm going to share with the kids tomorrow, and it's something that I share with them basically every single meet that we've competed in so far this season.